Hello, this is Mitch Gaynor, the editor of the Sentinel newspaper and Glasshouse Country Millennium News. It's good to be back for another week. At the Sentinel, our main story this week is Transport and Main Roads have revealed that they're going to investigate an alternative route for Stage 4 of the Bruce Highway Western Alternative. You'll know that that's quite a contentious issue for hundreds of locals worried about their future in their homes. So that those options are going to be released in early 2025. It's a problem because the TMR said it was going to be released this year. So these delays are only going to further exacerbate concerns amongst those people. Another big important story, especially for free and independent news, is last month Country Press Australia, the largest representative association of newspaper publishers in Australia, they appeared in Canberra at a parliamentary inquiry into social media and its impacts on Australian society. It's a big issue because Facebook, as you know, are threatening to unplug news media from their pages, and we look at the impact that could have on regional news. Big and important issue there. We're also on a brighter note at the Medieval Festival over the weekend. Thousands of people turned out for that, as you know. It's such a great, fun event. We've been there many years in a row. We were there, and there's heaps of photos to look at across out and about this week as well. So keep your eye out for that. Over at Glasshouse Country and Mullaney News, we've got a lot of really bright and sparkly stories as we head back into the semester two of the school year. In a spectacular coup for the Mullaney Arts Council, internationally acclaimed pianist Piers Lane will be performing in Mullaney next weekend. So keep an eye out for that. And if you're interested, there are still tickets available. We've also got a story about police urging motorists to drive with a bit more care following a series of serious accidents across the hinterland, especially on Steeburn Way, where there are some significant roadworks currently underway. And the other big news, too, is amid the cancellation of large-scale musical and cultural festivals across the country, including the Caloundra Music Festival, Sunshine Coast Council has doubled down on its support for the Rangebow Festival, which is happening in early August. That's one to keep out on, and it's really lots of fun, a very diverse and inclusive event for 3-year-olds through to 80-year-olds. There's heaps of fun to be had there. So plenty happening across Glasshouse Country and the Sentinel, Somerset, Moreton Bay area. Keep an eye out for our newspapers. It's great to be here, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Mitch Gaynor on 101.5.